Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Who doesn't love shopping at Target? Did you know the all-new Target Circle is the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target? And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. But wait, there's more. Now you've got a new way to save with Target Circle 360. With unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's. Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35. For a 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I am all in.
More, more, more. I wanna kiss you more.
I am all in with Scott Patterson, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hey everybody, Scott Patterson. We are going to be talking to one of the great New York theater actors of his time, Lawrence Hilton Jacobs. He has many credits that you know him from. We're going to get into all that. Very excited to talk to him, reconnect with him. Super talented guy. A quintessential New York actor. And let's bring him on. Lawrence Hilton Jacobs, ladies and gentlemen, he is here. You were part of my childhood.
Oh, my God.
Watching you in Welcome Back, Kotter, that brilliant comedy. So how you doing? What's going on?
I'm good, man. Keeping it busy, you know, and stuff like that. You know, kids are big, you know, got grandkids, you know, in the drill. So that'll keep me going. The youngest one is 12 out of my grandbabies. And so, nice. You know, she's developing, she's becoming a young lady. She's taking me out.
I know. Well, it's wonderful to watch them all grow up, isn't it? It's just such a wonderful.
Love him, man. How you holding, brother?
I'm doing good. You know, I'm in Halifax shooting a TV series. I miss my boy more and more every day. I don't know how I'm going to get through this, but I'm going to have to get through it. Miss my wife. I miss everybody. It's just, it's hard to be on location. I'm 63 years old now and I'm on location and I never thought I would be on location at this age, but you know, it's a great job. What can you do? You know, it's a great role. It's a great part. So.
No, the family know we're down with them. Of course, they know that. And we just have to roll the dice, man. You know,
the actor's life. Well, look, thanks for coming in. You played Principal Merton. How did you get cast? Tell us about it.
It was funny, man, on casting, but I was the only male up for that gig. I was like, you know, I don't think it was going to happen to you. Because I came in and met and they have the audition process. And I saw all these females and a lot of wonderful actresses had been around for a long time, you know. And so forth. And I was like, well, okay, let me just go in and do my thing. And I went in and I popped on my glasses and I did it. And they didn't let me leave the room. They told me I had the part. So,
you know. Nice. Why did you decide to go into acting? And how did you break into the industry?
Because I'm like, you were nuts. You know, you need a lot of psychiatric help. I've been doing it now 55 years, man. You know, this September 4th is coming this Sunday. I'm going to be 69. You said 63, 69 coming up. You know, and I've been doing it since 1969 is when I got into the game. And, you know, while I was going to High School of Art and Design, I grew up in New York City. Mm-hmm. I just always wanted to do it and try it. And, you know, and as a kid, I used to always, I don't know why, in elementary school, they always put me in the place and I always got the lead. It was like Peter and the Wolf. And I guess it was just in me, you know, something right. like that.
So many remember you from Welcome Back, Kotter, where you play a student and you cut to 25 years later on Gilmore Girls and you're a school principal. What did you think of being back in the school setting, but this time playing an authority figure?
I didn't think of it in that way. You know, I thought of it as, let me do a good job and learn the lines. And on the Gilmore Girls, you have to learn the lines exactly as they are.
Yes.
It was fun. You know, it's always interesting to try something different or something that can stretch you as an actor. You know, and I've been blessed in that way. I've been able to play a large variety of roles over the many years of doing it. So it was fun. I know we had a little back and forth and it was kind of cool, you know, and we were into it. And so I think we did all right.
Oh, yeah. So we just recapped that episode, Keg Max, where you played a pivotal role in Jess's life and telling me he isn't graduating high school. Do you remember the scene?
You know something? I remember both of them because I did them a year apart. I remember the first one was with the was the first one with you or the second one was with you? The second year we had done the scene.
I think the first one was with me.
It was with you? Okay, I'm getting them flipped. Yeah. But I remember the young man coming in and he was a nice dude. You know, we talked and I mean, you know, you don't remember everything. You kind of forget these things. Been around a while, but I remember the experience was good. It moved pretty quickly, and so forth, and so. There it is, man.
Yeah. So you recall Milo as a nice young kid and
as an actor, he was definitely ready and on which, you know, you always can appreciate. You know, your show was a show that was very exacting on how you had to perform something in terms of dialogue and so forth. But I didn't feel restrained by that. But we were able to find a little give and take with each other that had some spontaneity in it. So that meant he was a responsive young man and an actor. And so that enlightened me.
So what was your experience like on the set compared to others?
You know, when you're doing television, as we've done for a lot of years, especially like when we did Welcome Back, Kotter, we had dialogue, but we could be loose with it at times, you know, and many times what happened on camera that became the lore of the show, we made it up on the spot and somehow we just knew how to respond. That ain't the Gilmore Girls. You know, you got to it's written, it's got to be this and so forth. So that made you really pay attention and it woke me up a little bit. But on the set, it was very, very nice. You know, you could feel it was a family crew or a crew of people who are familiar with one another. So nobody tripped. They were certainly very nice to me.
Right.
And I was nice to them as well. So, all right.
Had you watched Gilmore Girls before taking the role?
You know something I had seen is like a lot of television. When you're in television, as long as I've been in it, you don't watch a lot of shows, which may not be a good advertisement for our game, but it is. But I had seen many clips, and so I had a feeling what the Gilmore Girls were about because it was a popular show and on the CW back in that day. So it was there. So I was very aware of the mother and the daughter and the whole nine thing. So I had a feeling what it was about, and I liked the show. I enjoyed it. I know some of my younger family, you know, they were not young anymore, but they were younger then. When they saw it, they were like enlightened. Like, oh, that's my favorite show. You know,
summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices, and vacation disappears quicker than ice cream melts. But what if summer doesn't have to come with a scorching price tag? What if there's another way? With IKEA, your plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Dreamy getaways can mean the perfect reading nook right outside your window, picnic in the shade, or taking your morning coffee to meet the morning sun. Really, any meal tastes better outside. Create that summer escape for family and friends and start planning a better, more affordable summer right now. You can be the host with the most and the least worries. This summer, make your doorstep the perfect vacation destination with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Compare what it was like working back in the early 70s. Like Cotter was on, what were the years? It was early 70s or mid 70s?
75 to 79. Yeah.
75, 79. So tell us how different it was back then compared to now.
You know, a lot of television as well as movies still had movie stars and big stars. And there was a lot of fanfare behind that. When we did the Welcome Back Cotter show, you did the show where you came in on a Monday, you had a read through with the cast and the crew and all, you know, the staff and so forth. Then you got up and you started rehearsing on its feet. You did that for a couple of days. By Wednesday, you would do it again, but this time the network would come in and give their approvals and make the changes. Then Thursday would come around and we would block the show all day, camera block it all day. Then on the fifth day, which is Friday, it was being rewritten all the way. You get your rewrites delivered to you early that morning. You get to work by 12:30 in the afternoon, and then you really fine tune what you've been rehearsing in terms of cam shots and so forth. And then at 5:30, we would do an earlier show with an audience of 300. We used to call it the out of town tryouts. And then you do that, and then we go off to dinner, and then we get notes, and then we come back and we do an 8 o'clock show with a new audience of 300 people. Mm-hmm. And then after that was over, we might do some pickups. Right. Now, in the beginning, when we first did it, we were there. We'd come to work, and we'd be there till 2-3 in the morning shooting. But you get your show down, you know, after a while. Right. By the time we got into the third year, and certainly the fourth year, I mean, we were out of that studio fast. We really got notes. We shot it. We were out of there about 9:30 at night. We were done.
Wow.
You know, even rehearsals, we would come in and rehearsals used to be at like 9 a.m. and it would go till 6. Eventually, it became like 11 to 4. I would sit down with not even trying to memorize it, read the script and know it.
Right.
It just got to be like that for
us. Right, right, right. And you know, that's the difference between working on a sitcom in front of a live audience. Sure. As opposed to working on a show like Gilmore Girls, do you like it better in front of a live audience? Did you like the Cotter setup, the four camera live audience sitcom, better than anything?
I think you make the adjustments as you go along. At least that's my take on it. I come from theater, as a lot of us do. You know, I did it for many years growing up as an actor and living in New York City. I learned to make the adjustments. I started doing a lot of film before I ever came to the sitcom thing. Mm-hmm. And when we got in there with the four camera, the three cameras and the one fourth camera as an isolator, which they call ISO camera, you make the adjustments and so forth. And so is there a preference? Probably feature films I like doing. I like doing the film thing more like what you guys are doing. But does it make any difference to me? No. You know, you just make the adjustment and you understand that you have to lay yourself back a certain way if you're doing television, or you have to deliver it a certain way if you're doing theater, and you just step up to that flavor.
Right, right, right. So you did a lot of New York theater. Did you work with Joe Papp? Did you work with?
I went out one summer with Joe Papp doing the New York Shakespeare Festival. We did ceremonies and not ceremonies, a different play. We did What the Wine Sellers Buy with Joe Papp. And Joe Papp was real. This is what he always did. He would come around. He'd be a nice guy. He always brought this. I don't know if he came out of a cellar. He'd bring this box with all these wines. They came out of this big crate, and he'd give everybody a bottle of wine and thank you. That's like, so Joe.
right. Did you ever work at the Circle Rep or a place like that?
No, I didn't work at the Circle Rep. I auditioned for George C. Scott. I didn't get the part. George C., thank you.
Oh, no.
But I tell you, down at the Public Theater, when we were down there, a real enlightening thing for me is other people were always rehearsing work there. So there was a young actor who was just about to happen, and he was an off-Broadway star, and he was rehearsing, and he was no further than maybe 5 feet from me, and I'm in the audience watching him rehearse with the script in his hand, and he's intense, and he's into his thing, and he's so there. It was Al Pacino, man.
Wow.
And then there was a
guy.
Wow. Some local joker dude. He walks in, it was Morgan Freeman. So this is what happened. This is the kind of people that was floating in and out, and Dick Anthony Williams and Roscoe Lee Brown, and oh man, it was just nuts, man. John Gasale, all of them cats, man. I would see them all the time down there and get to know some of them and talk to them. So for a young actor, it was super education.
So that they all came through the Public Theater as well.
Everybody had stepped through the Public Theater that ever took a step in New York City and wanted to be an actor.
Right.
We ended up down there. There was also the La Mama Theater. The new Federal, theater down there, which Woody King Jr. ran forever till he retired recently. And we all had our steps there.
Was the Wooster Group going? They weren't going back in the 70s, weren't they?
Not that one, no.
Mm. No, that's Willem Dafoe and Elizabeth Lecompte.
Not knowing that. Yeah.
They were down on Garage Street or something like that. I mean, it was just like this super experimental stuff.
Yeah, they had a lot of that stuff going on down in the village. You know, like I said, La Mama was like that.
Yeah, La Mama did a lot of that, yeah.
I always studied out of the Negro Ensemble Company and up in Harlem at the Alfan Theatrical Ensemble. You know, I had 2 days in the actor's studio. You know?
Did you?
Yeah, you know, I mean, there was always going to be real difficult to get into the actor's studio, so I was totally auditioning. I walked up to the door, and they said, you're in. I was shocked. I guess they had seen, I had done a movie called Claudine. You know, and so they had seen that movie, and so they knew me. And they said, "No, you're in." And then 2 days later, I got coolie high, so I had to split.
Wait a minute. So the Actors Studio admitted you as a member without auditioning because they'd seen you in a film.
That's my assumption. So they didn't give me any. They didn't give me no preamble. And they said, "Oh, okay, you're in." And I came in and sat through a couple times to see people doing their thing. You know, didn't do it with Lee Strasberg, but other teachers were there.
Yeah.
And I was gone for six and a half weeks in Chicago doing Coolie Hot.
I was an observer there for a couple of years. I did a bunch of plays there, but I auditioned once and they stopped me in the first 2.5 minutes. So it was like, it was shattering, but they never let anybody by after their first audition. Never.
Well, you couldn't even get that front door there. You know, when you went in there and it was all closed off in that little lobby. Mm-hmm. You know, and they had this little slit thing. They opened up and looked at you like, you know, Joe sent me. It almost felt like it's
right.
Amazed, you know, how that just worked out, you know, with me. So I had it in the actor studio.
Very intense experience in there. That was something. So you're currently working on a series called A House Divided on Amazon Prime and All Black, or ALLBLK.
It's called All Black TV, which also is Amazon Prime. It's underwritten by AMC. AMC is involved. We've been doing it now for about 3 years. We just finished the 5th season. I'm playing this superly rich guy who's got a family of problem children and everybody else. Uh-huh. And we're going through the most intense drama. This last season, which is coming out in October, they decided to make me go nuts. And I was having a ball, just losing my mind. So I'm messing everybody up. I'm having a good time with
it. And that's Cameron Sanders, the character of Cameron Sanders.
Rewriting, I'm directing. They got me doing it all, man. So, and I'm one of the co-producers on the show. So it's pretty cool. Yeah.
All right. So check out Lawrence Hilton Jacobs and the Amazon Prime House Divided. You'll be glad you did. You also have a film coming out this October called Night Stalker. What can you tell us about it?
We don't start until the late part of October, and it's based on a true story about a serial killer who were killing a lot of women in Atlantic City, and then eventually went out to Long Island, and they never knew who this guy was. So they made a story based on that with myself and two hotshot female detectives and who come into the wrong jurisdiction, but we got to get this guy. And so that's the through line of the film. Now, in real life, I heard from the director, whose name is Keith Vale, that the guy who had was the elusive killer, they found him, but he was a junkie and he OD'd. And he had an OD brother that, buddy that, you know, fessed up about him. Mm-hmm. So they didn't rewrite the movie to put that in there because they had a better ending, I guess they like. But he gets his in the end. And, you know, and I won't give it away, but I get him.
Okay. You ready to play rapid fire?
Oh, come on with it, man. All right. Quit it.
Here we go. How many cups of coffee you have every day?
I don't drink coffee at all. None.
Who is your favorite Gilmore Girls character?
The guy I'm looking at right now.
There you go. What would you order at Luke's Diner?
A hamburger.
Would you rather go on a road trip with Taylor or Michelle?
The jury's out.
Probably neither. Finish the lyric, and where you lead, I will follow. What's the rest of it?
Where you go, I believe that's it. I'm not remembering.
Anywhere that you tell me to. So close. We're gonna give you the points on that one.
Surprise.
Jackson's vegetables or Suki's baked goods?
Jackson's vegetables, man.
You better believe it. Would you rather listen to Drella's harp or the Troubadour's cover songs?
Oh, please, the Troubadour's. I used to go hang out there. Are you kidding me?
Chilton Prep or Stars Hollow High?
Say it again.
Chilton Prep or Stars Hollow High?
Oh, Stars Hollow High, man.
That's because you're the principal.
That's right, man. I'm in charge there. I tell people like what to do and they actually listen to me.
Yeah. Lawrence, it was a pleasure talking to you, catching up with you. You are the real deal. I'm going to read some of your credits, if you don't mind. You are best known for playing Freddie Boom Boom Washington.
Absolutely. Welcome back, Cotter.
Oh, man, you had so much attitude. I remember when I was a kid watching you, the attitude. I was like, wow, that's
good. Yeah, we were a bunch of little tough New York guys when we got the show. All of us.
You also appeared in a number of films and television shows, including Claudine, which you've mentioned, got you into the Actors Studio, Cooley High, Roots. Wow. Roots was a massive television event.
You mentioned Roots. This Sunday, I was at Glenn Turman's house at his ranch. He has a ranch, and he wanted to have a bunch of people over. And I had not seen him in years. I was sitting down with Ben Vereen from Roots.
Oh, my goodness, really?
Been in years, man, which was just fantastic.
Wow. Bangers and MASH, Alien Nation, The Jacksons, and American Dream, and 31. Lawrence, it's been a pleasure. Thank you. You're the real deal. You're a real, real New York theater actor who branched out and got success in film and television. Can't wait to check out the new series. I'm gonna dig into it tonight, I think. Okay.
Good luck with your show, you know, and keep on strolling, man. But get home to say hi to that son, man.
Darn right, man. I'm counting the days. Anyway, much love. Take care, man. Thanks for coming on. You too, buddy. And don't forget, follow us on Instagram at @IAmAllInPodcast and email us at gilmore@iheartradio.com. Oh, you Gilmore fans, if you're looking for the best cup of coffee in the world, go to my website for my company, scottyp.com, scottyp.com, scottyp.com. Grade one specialty coffee.
Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.